All the way from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, by way of Sacramento, California, this is Kings in the North podcast. And now, the starting two for your listening pleasure. Standing 6 feet 4 inches tall at Jesuit High School, the half-breed freak, Nick Economy. And standing 6 feet tall out of McClatchy High School, Big Baller Ben.
Kings in the North podcast is sponsored by Cashing Generations. For donations, hit up our Patreon.
Welcome back to the SAT Kings of the North podcast, where, you know, rough times happen, but it's about how you overcome, and just as the Kings overcame a pretty rough road trip, they have now surpassed their win total in the last 11 years.
Correct.
So it
we
is
beat
now...
beat the DeMarcus Cousins curse and then some.
Yeah, and so
the 34th win.
We've done it, and it's permanent, it's set in stone.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, thumbs up. So anyway, let's get right into it. We had four games this week.
Yeah, busy week.
All Eastern Conference opponents, three on the road, one back at beautiful Golden 1 Center. And, yeah, let's just start off with the Washington Wizards of Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
on Monday.
This was a very winnable game. We had a one-point lead at math. 1 point lead at half.
Mm-hmm.
There were points all throughout the second quarter where, you know, it was looking like we were going to pull away, but that ever-present third quarter slump really killed us there, end of the third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we also were facing the hottest player in the NBA
in
the last, what, like 3 weeks in Bradley Beal.
He had 27.
Dude's been 9 and 9. Averaging over 20 points a game for like the last month. Pretty crazy. But yeah, pretty rough one there.
Yeah, I'd say the only bright spot was the old sharing the wealth aspect of the game. We had seven players in double figures.
Good old Sharon's wealth.
Of course. Seven players in double figures led by the our front man. Well, that's actually not the right word. Well, our front man in a band, sort of the sense, De'Aaron Fox. He had, like you said, 23. Seven players in double figures.
He's leading from the front.
That was matched with Washington's seven players in double figures. Yeah. So I don't know.
It wasn't a horrible loss. There's definitely worse ways to lose.
Yeah, and in the terrible Eastern Conference, Washington is still
Playoff position,
jockeying for the eighth spot. I think they're only 2.5 games back. So yeah. And they only have 20 something wins. I don't know. The East garbage.
Really bad.
Either way, you know, we got beat by Bradley Beal, but then we also got beat by the people that we probably shouldn't got beat by. You know, Zadaransky, Bobby Portis, they each had 17.
Tomas Honoransky is actually legit. I back that guy. Like, if he's ever a free agent, get him on the Kings. He's a good bench guy.
I don't know.
He's pretty solid.
Either way, he shouldn't be torching us for 17, 6, and 7. I think we're a better unit than that to hold him to... a little softer stat night. Other than De'Aaron Fox, no one really lit up the stat sheet. We had Harrison Barnes, Buddy Hield, and Nemanja Bjelica coming in with 15 points. This was Marvin Bagley's last game of the injury.
Yeah.
Last game sitting out is what I'm trying to say. He'll play later in this week. And
he came back for his birthday.
Yeah. Turned 20. So now we can give him the... the what's his name treatment? Who's the guy in Boston?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah, the Jason Tatum treatment. He's only 20.
Let's move ahead to Boston.
Yeah.
On Thursday,
another L.
First night of the back to back. If you watched the Boston game earlier in the season,
this was
very heavily mimicked it, where we had a lead, and then the third quarter we're tied and we lose. So, thoughts?
I love the hot start.
Yeah.
Other than that, I didn't like the rest of the game.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know?
There's really, I mean, really just wasn't a great game all around.
Yeah, and Buddy Hield's 34 points was kind of overshadowed by this, I don't know, this like elephant in the room, kind of not a disagreement with GQ Dave, but he wasn't playing at the end of the game, and everyone looked back at the Golden State mishap, and there was, you know, social media, yada, yada, yada. Either way, this was a tough one because, again, I mean, it's a road, potentially a road win.
Yeah.
At a time where we were under 500.
Against a team that, like, we really could have beaten.
Yeah, and with or without Kyrie, this team's beatable.
Yeah, this team's obviously worse than they were the last time when they didn't have Kyrie.
I know.
So, really just should have been should have won that one.
But speaking of Kyrie, you know, hats off to the huge triple-double, 31 yeah. points. 12 assists, 10 boards. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Double figures, blah, blah, blah. It's this the whole thing's nuts. I'm sick and tired of back-to-backs. Especially when it's weird because, like, we play Monday, then Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Like, what's scheduled in Boston on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
The Celtics also played a back-to-back, too, because they played the Hawks on Friday.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for both teams to be
back-to-backs. No, seriously. What is... Okay. Yeah.
Silver, get on the phone.
It's out of control.
Let's move on to the second night of the back-to-back. We had Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
In Philly on Friday night. Again, if you watched the first Philadelphia game... It was very similar, except for the fact that the Kings didn't come from behind to close it out.
Yeah, we had a one-point lead, I think, with 7 minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah.
And we kind of just, I wouldn't say it was an implode, but we kind of didn't do much for the final 7 minutes.
Yeah, and neither team played any defense in the third quarter either. So
yeah, there's the third quarter, us getting outscored.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. It's nonsensical, I think. I really don't get it. Because I think it's like a 50-50 shot in the first quarter. We're either going to start hot
mm-hmm.
or, you know, we'll play well enough to stay in the game. But the third quarter, it's like always trash.
Yeah.
I don't really get that. I don't understand.
The only time it's not like we don't play awfully is when we played an awful first half. Like when we're behind 20. Sometimes we'll play hot in the third, being down 20 and then end up only down like 10.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's so much, true.
It's never enough.
No, I know. I really don't understand how you can start, you can play so consistently in a half the whole season.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good, it's not bad. It's just consistent. The Kings play consistent basketball in the first half. And then how it's so consistently terrible
yeah.
in the third quarter. I mean, I guess that's why it's cardiac Kings, because the third quarter is terrible and you got to have some come from behind, game winner, jump the cable, leave... Little Caesars Arena type moments. So, yeah. I don't know. That lends itself to having some fun. Like we said, Marvin Bagley back in this one. He played in Boston as well. But this was like his coming back party, you know.
Yeah.
He had 15 and 20 minutes because he's on that minutes restriction.
Yeah.
And just played really well. Harry Giles added 12. I'm loving their, it's almost like... This bond, you know, this telekinetic thing.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they
I heard
move without
they played
the ball.
In high school together.
Damn, well, I have not heard yeah. that, but I got to do some research on the side.
Yeah. So, maybe it goes all the way back.
Yeah, I just think they're so...
They also both went to Duke.
Yeah,
so.
Well, knew that one.
Huge connection there.
I was just saying, they play like this weird two forward high-low type of ball.
You mean like a certain duo... Vladdy and C-Web?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar. I don't know. It's just really fun to watch. And after, you know, I'll talk about it more in the next game because Marvin kind of went off and so did Harry. But, I don't know, another one that just... We snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
As my elementary school PE teacher, shout out Mr. Olson, always used to say.
Yeah, this is also really interesting because... The starting five for the Sixers had just under 100 points, and the bench four were awful.
Yeah,
their bench four barely scored over 20 points,
and it was led by Boban.
Yeah, with 12. So I don't know if that's gonna help them or hurt them, but they are one injury away from that team being actually god awful.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, and it's Philly, so they're due for an injury, but.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch Joel Embiid almost kill J.J. Simmons, or J.J. Redick, J.J. Simmons.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick today.
The love child.
Did you watch that?
No, I just saw the stat line.
Went for a huge block and just took him out into the stanchion.
Damn.
Literally almost killed him. Almost decapitated him.
That's nuts.
They are definitely in for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, J.J. was kind of the difference. I remember the game in SAC, he wasn't having his best night. And
mm-hmm.
It seemed like there was a stretch where, you know, he hit about four threes in a row, the bulk of his points, there in the third quarter, leading in, you know, end of third, beginning of fourth. So, That would put us two games under 500. We were still looking for that key 34th win.
Mm-hmm.
So without any further ado, let's get to it. The Lowly Bulls.
Yeah, really, it might be one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, they're up there, honestly. And they're not, like,
The addition of Otto Porter Jr., they're still awful.
Yeah, and it's not like, I don't know. And Zach LaVine's...
He's good, but he's not...
He's, you know...
He might be a bad stats or bad team, good stats guy.
That's what I was just gonna say. And it's really not even exciting anymore because it's not like, I mean, the dunks are they're not what they used to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He could have been on the Timberwolves right now.
Could have been a contender.
Seriously, he could have been somebody.
Yeah. So I don't know. What did we have? Five players in double figures, and the reason about to save my Marvin Bagley praise for this one is because he had a team high 21.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually pretty tight because we dropped 129, and you know our high score was only 21. So everyone kind of showed up.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, almost every player that got minutes, like a significant amount of minutes, had five or more points. So,
yeah, and
pretty solid.
Alec
game.
Burks threw a wonderful mismatch alley-oop to Frank Mason, which was fun. So that you know, he didn't score, but one of his assists was fun. Kostas Koufos came in for a couple half hooks. It was a good time to be had.
Yeah.
I would say that Marvin's 21-9 it's not even out on a limb. I'm gonna say that not next season.
Yeah.
But the following season. Actually, maybe next season.
I'd say next season.
Yeah, now I'm going to go. Yeah, you know what? Thank you for pushing me. It's steering me in that right direction. I think Marvin, in about a month, Marvin's, in my mind, went from a project to a problem for the rest of the league. Like, it's...
Oh, definitely. I mean, starting with that...
It's crazy.
Starting with that Warriors game before the All-Star weekend,
mm-hmm.
and then... Continuing to the Warriors game after All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
And then eventually the Bucks game where he got hurt. He was just on fire.
Yeah.
He has easily been the number two and maybe number three rookie of this season. I mean, it's pretty close between him and Trae Young
and he's really,
for that number two
And
slot.
He's really like the third and sometimes the second best player on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, it depends on the night, but... You have on any given night you have Buddy and De'Aaron, and then you have Marvin.
Yeah, and a lot of the time I think it's not just more exciting. Well, I don't know. De'Aaron Fox is pretty exciting, but I would say more consistent in his role.
Yeah.
Than De'Aaron. Some you know when De'Aaron's shot's not falling and he's not getting the calls and he's kind of turning the ball over and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin is I think a much.
He's much more consistent.
Much more viable option.
Yeah, he's more of a guaranteed bucket.
Yeah, I think I don't know. It's tough to put up 20 in this league, and as we've seen this season, if someone is prolific scorer is Buddy Hield's just barely doing it. Maybe 21 is going to be tough for Marvin, but I think it's very doable. He's completely won me over these past 2 months. I was, you know, I always liked the pick. I was, you know, ready to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
As far as the payout, but I don't know. I really just think I'm gonna say it. I think we hit the lottery with this pick.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, would I rather have Luka? Probably still.
He's pretty tight.
Pretty legit. But am I upset that we have Marvin? Not at all. He's turned out to be easily the second or third best player in this draft, and I can't complain.
No, not at all. Especially, you know, he's had three injuries already in his professional career,
yeah.
If you count Summer League.
So he's not due for one for a while.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
Hopefully he just can stay on the court.
Yeah, that's really all it is for him. I mean, and let's get to his Litty Committee counterpart. The his wet bandit counterpart,
yeah,
Harry Giles with
Jizzle,
yeah, H Jizzle was 16, 6 boards and 3 assists, and some of those assists were flawless.
He when he passes, he reminds me a lot of maybe not Jokic with just how insane some of the passes
thick
are,
he is.
But yeah, like just some of the court vision is very Jokic-esque.
He, I don't know, Harry is, I think, I don't know if he's my favorite player on the team, but he's the player I want to do, I mean, with obviously with all the injuries in his past, he's the player that I want to pan out the most. Like, I want to root for him in the long run.
He hasn't been injured at all this season, has he?
Well, knock on wood.
Yeah, that's pretty good for it's his first basically full season in about, what, three years?
3 years, yeah.
So that's it's a good sign so far. And yeah. He's shown out, especially when he's gotten an expanded role.
Yeah, so Marvin again on the minutes restriction, 21 points in 21 minutes.
Let's, you want to look ahead to next week?
Yeah, just last thing to say, this is one of those games where, that is the Bulls, but the third quarter was not god-awful.
Yeah.
We dropped 43 points and had a plus-minus of plus 12. So, you know.
Could be better, but still pretty good.
No, I think, I mean, this game is great. I mean, just
the third quarter.
Oh, the third quarter, yeah.
Yeah, could have played a little defense.
No, that's true. I was just going to say, the rest of this, this is a good segue to the next week.
Yeah.
The rest of this homestand has Jerry Reynolds on the call. I have no idea why. And
maybe he's dying or something.
Let's hope not.
It's his make-a-wish.
Yeah, but it was, yeah, today the interaction between Grant and Jerry was, you know, I would say it was up there for funniest moments.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of downtime. The whole second half was garbage time. And, you know, they talked about Jerry's bowel movements and his love for White Castle burgers and, oh, you know, all the usual Grant Jerry stuff. So
hopefully they don't get a letter from the FCC.
Yeah, really. So
tone it down.
So that'll be around the whole rest of the week. So Tuesday, the 19th, 7 p.m., Golden 1 Center, Brooklyn Nets. Then we got Thursday, the 21st, 7 p.m., Golden 1 Center, Dallas Mavericks. And finally, this is
the first night of the back-to-back.
Oh, this is trash. I was just about to say, you corrected me before I could correct myself. Saturday, another back-to-back, the first night, Golden 1 Center, Phoenix Suns, and then we round out the Pacific Division on Sunday against the L.A. Lakers. This is a 6:30 game Sunday. It's pretty late for a Sunday.
At Staples.
Yeah, I don't know if LeBron's about to be full load management or whatever, but I'm looking to win all four. I think the Nets that'll be a good matchup.
Yeah.
I think they've regressed. They were on their peak when we saw them in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and then on top of that, we got those rowdy Golden 1 Center.
Yeah, we're really
fans.
Good at home.
I think that's going to benefit us. If we just hold
D'Angelo Russell to not 33 points, should be fine. Yeah, you know, they got all the usual suspects over there.
Yeah.
Nothing outrageous. They've kind of, I wouldn't say regressed, but, you know, in the East, they're like coming in at sixth at a 500 record. They're one game over 500 currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this game to get us back to 500. So, on to Dallas, where you get Luka.
At home, though. Oh. Back at Golden
yeah,
World.
Yeah, onto
the Mavericks.
The Mavericks so. Matchup, where you get, you know,
Luka
versus Marvin.
Yeah, and you don't get much else out of that Mavericks team as of late.
Yeah, you get a nice round of applause for Dirk, who might even be back next year, so it's all a joke.
And also you get a nice round of applause for that tank effort, because they're looking for that pick, so they don't have to give it to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta. Not really much else to say about that one. Should be a win, but you never know what Luka might do.
Yeah, his bag of tricks is deep.
Yeah.
On to the Suns.
If we lose that one, I'm
sick and tired of the Suns. I've seen enough.
Yeah.
Next. Exactly.
In the words of Ariana.
All I have to say about that one is, if we could have another second half of garbage time to rest up for the Lakers game.
Yeah.
Because we play terribly at Staples Center.
Yeah.
We are not good. We have not won a game there this season. And considering we play both the Clippers and the Lakers many a time, that's a lot of attempts. I think we are 0-5 currently at Staples this year. And no, are we 0-3? I don't know. Either way, 0 for whatever.
Yeah, we haven't. We're
we
not
have
doing
won
well.
A game, so let's win this one.
0 for 3.
0 for 3. Math. So math. It's always a tough one.
Yeah.
So let's not make it 0 for 4. So I think that's wonderful, wonderful segue
to everybody's favorite segment.
What song, what city? Nope, it's what city, what song.
Yeah, scratch that, reverse
it.
So, you know how this works. You give us a city, we give you a song, and then somebody should go back and make a playlist of all of the song choices.
Yeah, we're gonna
be pretty fire.
I think we're about to hire an intern just to do that.
Yeah, so
we'll outsource it to Pakistan.
If you're looking for a job this summer, email us at kingsinthenorthpod@gmail.com.
This is unpaid, people.
Yeah, you will be compensated with a couple of free. We don't know what yet.
We'll shout you out.
Yeah, you'll be liked more than Dirty Dan.
Yeah, dude, what a failed experiment that was. All right, so I'll go first. Let's check my notes here.
And Brooklyn.
Yeah, so I was gonna pick DMX, which you know, wonderful choice, but I'm skirting the system a little bit. DMX is coming later. Don't worry.
All right.
So I'm picking Whitney. She's from Newark. That Jersey's close enough. That's the airport you probably fly into get to BK anyway. So I'm picking a wonderful 90s power ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the one you think. It's Where Do Broken Hearts Go?
Ah.
It's such a wonderful song. You know, you listen to it when you're down. You listen to it when you're up. The voice, it's immaculate. So Brooklyn, Whitney, what's up?
I had to go with the all-time greatest Brooklyn artist, Notorious B.I.G.
Of course.
Biggie.
Of course.
You know, we've been watching that Netflix show.
Yeah, it's
actually just a show on, I think, USA in the U.S.
Characters Welcome.
Yeah.
That show is very, I mean, this is directly related. I'll let you get to your song.
Yeah.
But if that show, watch it. It's fun.
It's a good show.
But it's not like, it's, you got to lock in. The characters are aging and the timelines, and it's like, you know, you can't be on your phone. You got to be locked in. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I went with, you know, one of the most classic Biggie songs, Hypnotize.
Oh, okay, good.
So just a great jam, you know. We'll hypnotize him with a little Foxy magic.
Foxy Grandpa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So up next we have Dallas.
So I think I'm doubling up. Again, this is a... So, spoiler alert, yours is going to be good. Spoiler alert, I'm picking the Eagles for L.A., but then for Dallas, I'm picking Don Henley, just because as a solo. So I'm picking Boys of Summer. This is a great song. This is remixed the pop punk version by the Ataris, in my opinion. More fast paced, honestly, I like it just the same. But I'm picking the Don Henley classic, Boys of Summer.
Good one. Yeah, and I went with another classic, Dallas native, Vanilla Ice. His hit single, one of the greatest hitters of all time, Ice Ice Baby.
Okay, well, you can't really beat that.
Yeah, it is really one of the greatest hitters. What do you got for Phoenix?
So here's my DMX entry. I'm picking No Sunshine because it's got sun in the name.
Oh, good one.
DMX from New York, but I don't know. I think this one just, you know, real sentimental value because this is Anderson the Spider Silva's walkout song.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun one from my days of really following MMA. So DMX, No Sunshine, Phoenix.
It's a good one. Yeah, for me, I went with the French band, Phoenix.
Oh, of course.
And their hitter, Listomania, always on 94.7 alt radio and SAT.
Yeah, that changes its name all the time.
Yeah, it can't ever keep up with that, but you know it's 94.7. You know it's that adult alt hits.
Yeah.
Pretty fire.
It's not today's best hits without the rap.
No, though. It is not. It is not 100.5.
There you go. Formerly The Zone. All right,
let's
LA.
Let's close it out with LA.
Yeah, so you can go first because I'm still deciding. This is a on the fly pick.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Weezer. We're gonna go with "Say It Ain't So" because if we lose again and we get swept in the City of Angels,
yeah,
we're gonna have to say it ain't so. That's just not allowed.
No, that's a far one. Damn. Okay, so yeah, wow. Eagles got a lot of good songs, but I'm picking Life in the Fast Lane because that's just, I don't know, it's my favorite Eagles song.
Pretty fire.
So, you know, I got this rule where I can only listen to Hotel California once a year because I actually hate the song, even though it's a pretty solid song.
It's alright.
So, yeah, I'm picking Life in the Fast Lane. That is off the Hotel California album. That's 1976. For all you people that, you know, give a rat's ass.
For all you people that were alive then.
Yeah. My parents actually saw Eagles in concert in the Bay Area this year. Said it was a wonderful time. And so, Life in the Fast Lane.
Your parents strike me as big Eagles
fans. Yeah, yeah, my dad. Huge. Actually, huge.
Wouldn't doubt it.
So,
Joe Walsh?
Yeah, of course.
Your dad's real dad.
Yeah, of course. So, Life in the Fast Lane, an homage to the Deer and Fox Experience.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's it. Until
very solid.
Next week, where we got a whole new set of cities and a whole new set of songs for you.
Join us then. Let's get back at it in team news.
Yeah.
As we said earlier,
the Bagman's back.
He is back, and he also did celebrate his 20th birthday, so... Yeah. Happy birthday to you, Bagman.
We're calling him the Bagman because he's money.
Ooh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you gotta
that's pretty fire.
Secure the bag.
That's
dude.
Tight. I amaze
big myself. Bag.
That's a good one, too. I amaze myself.
All great nicknames. Yeah, and next up in team news, as we mentioned earlier, the 34 wins is the most since 2008. And
that's terrible, but good for us.
Yeah, because of that, we're throwing a parade.
Yeah, the parade. We've talked about it before. You know the drill.
We're not Cleveland. We don't celebrate mediocrity.
Yeah. Although, that's literally exactly what we're celebrating. But
we're celebrating slightly above mediocrity.
Yeah, I'm thinking this parade is about to be, you know, it's going to be the talk of the town. I wouldn't miss it. I mean, well, I'm not going to, but if I were you. So I'm thinking this is going to be a Memorial Day event.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to miss it because I'm taking summer school.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But either way, this is about to be the Capitol, Cesar Chavez / City Hall.
Yeah.
Golden 1 Center.
Yep.
And, you know.
Big L.
Everything's on the route. So, I think, you know, we're about to shut it down. Like, literally and what's the other one?
Figuratively.
Well, that too. Yeah. Good call. So, 34 wins. Like you said, this is huge. Another piece of team news is... everybody's favorite no-name, Caleb Swanigan.
Yeah.
Was pulled up from the G League.
The Gatorade League.
Yeah, which, terrible.
Weird.
I know. That's like, what you know, what if it was the Powerade League? P League? It sounds like
that'd be pretty funny.
It's like a funny, way funnier name.
I'm in for the P League.
Either way, he didn't get any playing time on his little, on his call-up. So, I don't know what you know,
we're calling him back down.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So, we're sending him back down next week. So, that's a fun little ride for Caleb. Either way.
Anything else in team news?
Yeah, I mean, a couple stats that, you know.
Just, all right, go for it. Write them off.
Buddy Hield, obviously, you know, as one would think, leaves the team in offensive efficiency.
Yep.
Him and, I don't know, how am I blanking? He's the fastest man on the planet, De'Aaron Fox. Him and De'Aaron Fox are the only Kings to crack the top 40.
Wow.
Which is, I would think they'd be a lot higher, yeah. Honestly. So that's, you know, it's a little shocking to me. But this one's even more shocking, so don't touch that dial. Guess who leads the team in defensive plus minus?
Kostakoufos.
See, that's what... Okay, I was thinking it was going to be him or Bielitsa.
Mm.
It's someone that everyone always has a problem with.
Ben McLemore?
Dude, man. I don't know. He might lead the team in, you know, most times we cut him.
Yeah.
But,
in history.
No, but, dude, it's Willie.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
That's pretty crazy. That's a great stat.
Yeah. Defensive plus minus. Willie Cauley-Stein. And he did have a good week. I was happy with his week. It's we've said this. If we said it once, we said it a thousand times.
Yeah.
It's just consistency with Willie.
Yeah.
Again, should we overpay him? No. Should we pay him like his literal, you know, market value? I would
probably.
Still say no, but like
I'd pay him.
Yeah. It's tough. I don't know. I'm not going to pay for 41 games. I'm going to pay for 82.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's a tough one.
We could pay for him on the bench.
That's true. Yeah, so that's team news. I don't got much more.
Let's move on to league news.
Yeah.
Where, in league news, the Warriors clinched a playoff berth like anybody was sweating that one out.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
I think the Raptors as well clinched a playoff berth.
Yeah, and I think we just missed it, but we almost sent... a second team to the bowels of mathematically ineligible for the playoffs. The Bulls game, they were mathematically ineligible for the playoffs the day before. So, you know.
Too bad.
Either way, they suck.
Phoenix Suns mathematically eliminated.
Yeah, they've been trash for years.
Yeah.
Either way, Malcolm Brogdon, prayers up, got the plantar fascia
tear. Apparently it's very mild, and they're expecting closer to 6 weeks than the 6 to 8 weeks that was estimated originally.
But this looks very good for my prediction of the Bucks.
What doesn't look good is that nobody outside of the starting five of the Sixers can score.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, Brogdon.
And what also doesn't look good is that the Raptors got swept by the Pistons.
Well, either way, Malcolm Brogdon, as someone with a frequent plantar fascia injury, that's a tough one. You know, you need your feet to walk, and then you
need to walk to run.
I was about to say, you got to walk before you can run.
Can't run until you dunk.
Yeah. All these, you know, these are all facts. Either way, the guy qualified for the 50-40-90 club.
Yeah, the eighth time in history. The first since Steph Curry did it, I don't know when.
This was
two years ago?
Yeah.
His MVP year?
Correct.
I think, yeah.
The last one. And Steph did it with 30 points, so that's wild. And then also, this just shows how great the local product up here, Steve Nash Fitness Club,
is.
Steve Nash hit 50-40-90 4 years in a row.
Yeah, and was one free throw away.
In 2007, was literally one free throw away from doing it for 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
So dude's everyone nuts. That gives him, you know, talk smack, his MVP years weren't even that great in numbers. Like, they were 50-40-90.
Shout out Santa Clara University.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful school.
Never seen it.
Really nice.
I trust you.
I'd say it's nicer looking than Stanford, but just a worse school than Stanford.
I haven't been to Stanford in a long time. Actually, last time I was there was for a collegiate soccer game. I think I was like 12.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember Stanford too much, you know?
I was there when UC Davis beat Stanford in college football.
Mm.
It's a great time. Shout out Ags.
Yeah,
go
of
Ags.
Course. Yeah, dude. Our, you know, some of our parental units were are Aggie alum.
Yeah, you can't have those stingers up in this household.
Yeah, although my dad is a Sac State grad, so it's crazy. Well, my dad graduated when he was like 45, so it doesn't really count.
And I think the final piece of league news is Brandon Ingram underwent surgery to fix his deep vein thrombosis.
So is that, this is a question, is that in the legs? What's the deal?
It's anywhere, but often it is in the legs. Right. I think his was in his arms, which is frightening. But
that's so scary.
So this surgery, he's supposed to make a full recovery in 3 to 4 months and be 100% healthy for next season. So that's great to hear. Wish him the best in recovery. Just don't be good next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Lakers can miss the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
With LeBron.
That'd be wild.
So that's it for league news. You had something special you wanted to include in this episode?
Yeah, I'd like to give a nice shout out to the league before the league, the NCAA. First of all, pay your players.
Yeah, seriously.
Do 100%. Something. Because it's nonsense. But either way, it's March and, you know, madness is upon us. And,
it's almost the end of March.
That's true. Well, yeah. I mean, the Final Four is always in April, which is kind of weird.
What's going to be crazy? What was quite crazy was that
what Thursday, was what was crazy?
Yeah, Saturday when UMBC lost in their title game.
Yeah, University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
That was 1 year to the date from the day that they upset Virginia.
Oh, well, that's
so
fun.
This year is going to start almost a whole week later than last year.
Yeah, no, that does sound right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
What the hell's up with that? Either way, so March
Madness. Pay your players.
Yeah. March Madness. What can you say other than it is
madness?
I think this isn't the best time of the year.
It really is the most fun sporting event.
It's great. As someone who's been to the event on multiple occasions.
Oh, that was another piece of news. It's coming back to Sacramento in 2 years.
I was getting to that.
Oh.
It's 2020. We're holding the first and second round.
Yeah. It's a great time.
So, buy your tickets as soon as they're available.
Get your head in the game.
It's real. It's perfect. College sports. It's especially basketball. It's not as good as the pros. I'm the first person to admit. Watching Michigan my whole life, It's gut-wrenching.
You mean having Michigan let you down your whole life?
Yeah, that's true. All I'm going to say is that for those people, like myself, who do just one bracket, I don't do 1,000 brackets. I'm not a psycho. I'm not a cheater. One bracket. Who do you think I picked? Michigan.
Wrong.
Which...
Let them down in the Big Ten tourney. They're not winning the big dance.
So for some, but for someone like myself that only does one bracket, you got to get it right. I mean, most of these people know you got to download Capital One Bracket Challenge.
Yeah,
that's that app. You can watch the games. This is a sponsor, Capital One. No, it's not. But Warren Buffett hit us up. This thing, this app, it's wild. You can pick what statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Are meaningful to you, whether you want defensive efficiency, points per game, quote-unquote crunch time, field goal percentage, all this stuff. It spits out the, it's like the bat computer in the old Adam West, you know, it just spits out the answer. And it told me Duke was going to win, and I said, I don't think so. So I picked Michigan. So I'm now turning it over to you. Without have made it your bracket yet, without knowing the nuances of the fact that in the past 10 seasons...
Only like four teams have won.
The 11 seed has a positive record against the 6 in the first round. Without knowing those nuances from this app, Warren Buffett, who do you got?
I'm still picking Duke.
Yeah,
Duke's going to win. Zion's too good.
I got them going to the Final Four.
I just don't know
who... They're a lock in the Final Four.
Yeah, I don't see them losing to anyone.
I got Duke and Michigan and then...
They've only lost like two games with Zion.
I know.
When he's been healthy.
And then I got Virginia in the Final Four. I think this is their year to not win it.
Yeah, they're not winning it either.
But this is their year to make it a little further than they do.
Yeah.
So
this is their year to win in the first round.
Yeah. So I got Duke, Michigan, Virginia, UNC. And then I got... rematch of the 1992 national championship.
You mean where Michigan lost?
Of course. I'm picking Michigan over UNC.
The extra timeout?
Yeah.
Not right.
Oh yeah, that was another piece of league news. That happened again. The C-Web curse.
Yeah.
So, you can't call a timeout if you don't have one. Just remember that.
Bleacher Report did a whole video. No, sorry. It was an SB Nation.
Yeah.
Did a whole weird rules video about it. So, go check that out. That's it for this week's episode.
Yeah, we got 4 weeks left in the regular season.
We got some fun stuff coming up for you guys, so definitely tune in.
And, yeah, we do.
And just keep bringing your friends. We really appreciate you guys listening.
And
keep sending us emails.
Perfect. I think, barring a couple plane crashes to the...
We'll do too soon.
Yeah. Couple plane crashes to the Clippers, the Spurs, or the Jazz. This is a heads up. We're not going to be doing, weekly episodes during the playoffs, but we'll...
Because the Kings will more than likely be out.
But, we got to face the facts. You want us around, so we'll do a couple episodes.
Yeah, we'll hit you up with a mid-playoffs update and a post-finals update. Probably also an NBA draft update, even though the Kings only have second-round picks. And
a couple of those boys.
And maybe a free agency update.
Yeah.
So that's the plans for the future. Keep bringing your friends in. Remember, it's a pyramid scheme. If you guys don't bring your friends, we can't pay you back. So keep bringing them in, and thanks for listening.
Another episode under 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Adios.
See you next time. That's it for this week. Until next time.
Thanks for listening, and go Kings.